is The Fan.
Corey, you kicked ass on the old Duel of the Decades. Well done. I'm very worried now about the game I have to come up with for tomorrow. How many do I need again?
10 plus an 11th for a tiebreaker.
Can I try a couple on you that I've been working on?
Yeah, I'm worried. Can't wait.
Do you have a vibe there, Zacho Directo?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize you were unprepared.
Asleep. Register for your shot to win a one-time treatment of your entire property, courtesy of our friends at Mosquito Shield. Just go to KFAN.com, make the keyword contest.
How long are you going to talk?
You okay, buddy? You were happy, like,
he's
literally
watching something on MTV.
Well, no, I mean, when he was in here with me, before, I mean, took you about 15 seconds to walk from this studio to that studio, and by the time you got there, you were sad. Did you get a text?
It's all good. No, everything's great.
Did you get your results?
Oh, that's tough. Ooh.
Yeah.
You got Super Ghani.
Not good.
You're Super Ghani? You have a weeping lady part?
All right, these are bands and or singers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ready? And it's
ready.
What is it called again?
Much better title.
That's the one.
They came up. These were original names.
Yeah, bands and or singers. And you tell me if I should tell you whether it's a singer or a band.
No.
Okay. I shouldn't tell you?
No.
Okay. And I did it a little differently. You know what? I'm gonna see if you can figure it out. Goat Embiid.
Billy Joel.
Yeah. That was good.
That was quick.
How did you know?
Am I supposed to say my name?
You can if you'd like. What's your name?
Corey.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there's only one Embiid.
All right, here's another one. You ready?
That's true.
How do you even know who the hell Joel Embiid
correct.
Is?
Correct.
I'm a closet basketball fan.
You're what?
What now?
Oh, no.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Reggie Charlie.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
Steve Miller.
Nope.
I don't know.
Reggie, Steve, Reggie? Charlie Miller?
Reggie, Charlie.
Reggie.
Say it one more time.
Reggie, Charlie. You want a hint?
Yes.
Sure.
Doctor My Eyes.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
Jackson Brown.
That's right. Reggie Jackson, Charlie Brown. Get it?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Good one.
Gotcha.
Just thinking horse.
What? Okay, ready? Ready? Levine Sugar.
Zach Brown.
That's right. You guys say your name.
Corey.
Yeah,
Zach Brown.
Thank you.
Who's Zach Levine?
Zach Levine.
You know who Zach Levine is?
How does Chris know who Zach Levine
is? Yeah, what's happening?
I'm a closet basketball fan.
Did you do this to torture me?
Nope. You want another one?
Sure.
Harbor Jelly.
Corey.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam?
Yeah!
Oh.
Wow.
You another one?
Sure.
Yeah.
Male Sam.
Paul.
Yeah.
Post Malone.
Bam! Oh, good. I was afraid I was going to not be good at it, but I'm...
I suck at another game.
I'm not even on the same wavelength.
What is... Yeah.
What's because you're watching TV.
Yeah, exactly. TV's right in front of us. That's why Corey's struggling so much, too.
Male is post, you know.
Oh, I suppose the basketball...
Yeah, I was thinking...
Sam Malone is...
I was thinking East.
Cheers.
Cheers, that's right, yeah.
Great show.
Thank you. One more. Widow Alicia.
Black Keys, Corey. Black
yeah,
Keys.
That's nice it. Job, Look Corey. At you.
I got the black part.
That a boy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
We should do one really better. Okay, good. So I can do it like that, and you guys will be all right.
Okay, change the game up for a week.
Yeah, do what you want.
All right, I do scores and stats. Chris tells you something that actually matters to your life.
Thank you, Cultivated.
Mark, the Stanley Cup Finals roll on tonight. Game 4 after a 7-rip Game 2. Tampa Bay bounced back in Game 3. They won 6-2. They have home ice tonight. Down 2-1 in the series. Colorado is a slight favorite in Tampa Bay. -115. The over-under is 6.
That was, Game 3 was an absolute must-win for Tampa, as is Game 4. They can't give Colorado 3 kicks at the can. They've got to turn this into a 3-game series. I believe that's their only chance at winning the Stanley Cup. It is their only chance of winning Stanley Cup. They've got to win four. Anyway, things went wrong for Colorado. Tampa was just more desperate. That's exactly how they needed to play. It was actually strange to see Tampa be on that side of it. They're usually the faster team, the more skilled team. They're usually the one being chased, and they slowed it down, and they turned it into an old-fashioned street fight. And really just grind it away, and then their skill took over them. That's the way they're going to have to play this the rest of the series. Kemper had a rough night, but at the same time, the whole team, they got outworked by Tampa in game three, and I think Colorado's going to come back much more prepared. They realize the opportunity that lays in front of them now to go back home 3-1. So I agree with Zach. This is an absolute must-do or have-to or however you want to word it. It's a must-win for Tampa tonight.
What really matters, though, is this.
And a 60-minute nap can improve alertness for up to 10 hours.
No, that's a two-hour nap.
Wow.
You've got it broken down.
Yeah, I go for two as well.
I was not long enough.
My guess is it's too long.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's doing more damage than good.
Probably, but 2 hour naps too long.
Blasphemers.
In extra innings, the Cleveland Guardians defeated the Minnesota Twins 6-5. Twins had a late lead, blew it by giving up a 2-run home run in the 8th, and then lost in the 11th. What really matters is this.
Good point. On the set of The Princess Bride, Andre the Giant once let out a 16-second fart. That brought the production to a standstill.
He did something right.
Yeah. Wow. Rob Reiner, who was the director, actually said, "Are you okay, Andre?" And Andre replied, "I am now, boss."
16-second farts are funny.
Well, I don't.
It must have been on film. Otherwise, nobody had a stopwatch.
I was thinking the same thing.
They must have gone back.
That was 16 seconds.
Yeah, there's got to be that. They found the Wicked Witch episode of Sesame Street. They got to be able to find that.
Yeah, they are really good at stuff.
Yeah, thank you.
Rob Gronkowski retiring now for the second time. 33 years old. Most touchdown receptions since entering the NFL in 2010. He has 92, which puts him third all-time for tight ends. What really matters is this.
I'm surprised he's top at 92 for a career. He's still got another year with Brady. Go for 100.
I bet he comes back.
He might. The U.S. government could save an estimated $4.4 billion over 30 years by using $1 coins instead of $1 bills.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Didn't they try that? Weren't $1 coins a thing for a while?
I think they tried to follow the loonies and the toonies from Canada for a while.
Yeah, the loonies and the toonies.
Man, great show.
Those sound like slurs. It sounds like Canadian slurs.
It's a $1 and $2 in Canada.
What heights will hit?
But they're coins.
Yeah.
It's annoying because you have a ton of coins in your pocket.
Makes sense. There are some reports that the Vikings and Raiders have each individually had conversations with free agent defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh.
Sweet.
We'll see.
I mean, that's a big dude, man.
He's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when did he come into the league?
A long time ago.
2009?
Something like that. What really matters, though, is this.
Humanity uses about 42 million tons of toilet paper every year.
Jeez. Cut that in half with a bidet, baby.
I would have guessed more.
Good job, baby.
That doesn't seem like enough. 42 tons a year?
Yeah.
That's it?
No, not 42 tons, 42 million tons.
Oh, 42 million tons. Yeah. I was like, that can't be enough. 42 million tons a year.
I use 42 tons.
Yeah, whole town.
Kiss my ass!
Oh,
well, yeah, you can
the
now.
News
I cleaned it up.
Is next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Register for your shot to win a pair of advanced screening passes to Thor, Love and Thunder on Wednesday, July 6th at AMC Southdale. Just go to KFAN.com, make the keyword contest.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show featuring the lovely and talented Mark Parrish.
Hello.
Hi, buddy boy.
Good morning.
Hi. How the hell are you, buddy?
I am wonderful.
Yeah, good.
I'm here with you fine gentlemen and Zach.
It'd be a gorgeous day, by the way. I don't know, 84 for a high today?
Oh, is that perfect. Right? And now to Edinburgh to play a guest day with my father-in-law, so that's perfect.
Aww.
Nobody cares!
I mean, nobody cares.
I mean, but it's a high number of people that don't care.
I have moved on from that already.
It's a high number of people that don't care.
Yeah, that's very true.
Corey, Ethan Hawke's new movie, The Black Phone.
Yes, sir.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, the trailer's terrifying.
So, I saw Stephen King tweet about it. Is his son involved? Did he write it?
He wrote a book that the story's based on.
So, The Black Phone is based on a Stephen King's son book.
It might be a short story, but it's a story from Stephen King, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a short story, that's right. Yeah.
What's Stephen King's kid's name?
Joe Hill. Yeah, he didn't release the fact that he was Stephen King's son for the longest time, like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I like that.
And I had been, there was a book that he did called The Fireman, I think, that I was a fan of before I even knew he was Stephen King's son. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, that makes complete sense, yeah. Centers on Finney Shaw, a 13-year-old boy who gets abducted by a sadistic killer and locked inside a soundproof basement. At first, the youngster's chances of escaping seem cripplingly slim. That's hard for me to say. Cripplingly slim. But when the disconnected phone on the wall starts ringing and he learns that the grabber's murder victims are on the line trying to help him, he realizes all hope is not lost.
Did you just say murder victims are on the phone?
Yeah, they're so it's their ghosties. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll give a little bit. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You said.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks terrifying.
Thank you. All right, let's do some news, shall we? Because I got news for you guys.
Let's hear it.
I got news for you.
Let's hear it.
All right, good.
Play that one thing.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi.
Presented by the St. Paul Saints.
1 week from today.
That's right.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
1 week from
Do we get the day off?
Nope, we work next Wednesday, but we're going to be at the Saints game.
Yeah.
Hosting a bit next Wednesday. You can join us. SaintsBaseball.com.
Can't wait.
Will you buy beer, Hawk?
Probably.
Sweet.
I mean, yeah, I can't imagine I wouldn't.
Mm. Yeah, top of the page.
What?
Of SaintsBaseball.com.
Top of the morning to you as well.
Power trip, hashtag... Not hashtag power trip. Capital P, capital D.
What is going on? What are you talking about?
I have no idea.
There's a large sunspot, and you all ought to be careful.
Scientists are watching a dark spot on the surface of the sun that's doubled in size this week. They say it could result in a solar flare that contains high amounts of radiation and magnetic energy. That flare might impact the upper levels of Earth's atmosphere that are used for communication signals, which in turn could lead to radio and navigation system blackouts. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, estimates that there's a 10% chance of such a flare happening soon. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
That'll do her, you know. I mean, like, the sun is going to wink out on us, and it's going to be dark for a long time.
Oh, man. I hope not.
And cold.
Something happens to my GPS, I won't know how to get anywhere.
Yeah. Just forget it, right?
Yeah, it's over.
Stay home.
That'll give me an excuse to stay home. But no, I couldn't get there. Sorry, I don't know how to get there.
Nope.
It's just your neighbor's house.
I would buy stock in Rand McNally right now.
I don't know that guy.
What does he do?
And I hope you do that.
Yeah,
that's a
God.
Good,
that was hot nonsense.
Hot nonsense.
Yeah, that's a good investment. Yeah, you do that. Yeah.
Gas prices are down a penny.
Oh!
Yeah, AAA reports the national average price for regulars now $4.95 a gallon. Prices have been falling steadily since hitting an all-time high of $5.01 a gallon last week, and it might get even better.
A senior administration official told reporters that a gas tax suspension alone won't fix the problem we face, but will provide families a little breathing room as the administration continues working to bring down gas prices for the long haul. If approved by Congress, a suspension would lift the 18 cents tax per gallon on gasoline during the summer months, as well as the 24 cent tax per gallon on diesel. President Biden is expected to lay out the proposal in a speech from the White House this afternoon. I'm Michael Kastner.
Thank you, Michael Kastner.
Thank you, Michael. Vince?
It was $7 out in L.A.
Was it? Seven?
I'm
surprised it was that low.
Seven.
Wow.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted, at least it can't get to triple or four digits because they only go to triple digits. Thank you.
Yeah, what are they going to do if it does get to that point?
If it gets to $1,000 a gallon,
or just 10, How are they going to display it?
It'll be tough because of all the Mad Max-like fighting going on.
Yeah,
true. If that happens, I'm screwed. Yeah, I'd be killed first.
Yeah.
It's like Y2K for gas prices.
Yeah, you're like, it's the Thunderdome, and there's Tina Turner, and she doesn't need another hero.
Great point. Will you play that song?
Yeah.
I've never seen the original. I've only seen the one that Rosie said, quote, is too loud.
You never saw the original?
No, I've only seen the one with the,
I'm sorry, kids. You're just too damn loud.
Oh.
She don't need another hero, man. She really doesn't. Corey, do you understand?
What's the need what?
She doesn't need another
Tina
hero.
Turner. What's the one, Corey? Escape from Thunder Road, or what's the one we...
Mad Max Fury Road?
Yeah, Escape that one wails.
It's phenomenal.
That's the only one I've seen.
Same.
Yeah.
All right, sports is next with Sauce, and Rosie does join in about 15 minutes. Mark Parrish is here. This is the Power of Your Morning Show on the
That's the end of the segment. I had so much more news.
I thought you were playing this to the break.
Why do you not like us anymore?
We got seven more minutes of this segment, Sweepy.
Seven more minutes?
Some
Tina Turner.
Well, he wanted me to play We Don't Need Another Hero.
Yeah, and you ruined it.
Seven more minutes.
Yeah.
I don't think you like us anymore.
Don't call me worthless. I'm trying my best.
Oh, that's my bit.
Hey, what's your name? Zach?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I turned my mic off. I thought we were going to break.
He's ripping on you, Cor. Face technology, your thoughts?
Like what specifically?
Right.
And Microsoft is halting sales of emotion reading tech and will stop providing some access to facial recognition technology. This comes as U.S. lawmakers debate tech companies and the legal limits that they have when it comes to the technology. Tech Report, Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
Thanks, Tech Report.
I don't know how you'd legally, like, say that that's illegal.
What, face technology?
What?
Face recognition? Like if I have a camera and it can, if I've developed the technology to recognize faces, how can that possibly be legal or illegal, I should say, as long as it's in a public place?
I thought he said facial.
Yeah, he is. That's what he's Googling.
There's a passenger plane fire at Miami International Airport.
When our fire crews arrived, they saw the wing of the aircraft was on fire. They quickly began working on putting out the fire, utilizing specialized foam trucks. They also did a primary search to ensure that all passengers were off the aircraft.
Yeah, and there were, you know, just a couple of them burned to death. No, actually, only a couple of injuries. Nobody died. But I'm sure we've talked to you about this before, Perry, but worst plane experience from your days in the NHL?
My worst was the scariest was in New York. We had a short runway, and when it was any kind of storm or any kind of weather, usually we'd get rerouted to Newark or JFK or LaGuardia or something like that, have to land there. And we were coming in, and it was just kind of, it was pretty rough weather. There's a storm going on, and we kind of got the, well, we're going to try it from the pilot, which I've heard a few times on a plane, and it's usually pretty scary. We were coming in, and he was coming up way late. If you know, like the lights on a runway, right? Yeah. You can get down to where it's red, and like there's like, you know, four or five red lights, and it's a wall. And in other words, in Long Island, it was a highway. And
Jesus.
So we were coming down and we couldn't see anything. I always sat on the window and it was just storming, and you came down and all of a sudden all you could see right under the plane was red lights. And the pilot just did like almost a touchdown, just yanked the plane right back up because we were going to go right across the highway if we would have touched down. That was probably the like the one quick, like a scary, holy crap, what just about almost happened?
So he did the thing that Zach's dad wishes he'd done.
Yeah, exactly.
He pulled out.
Yes.
Wow.
100%.
Onto the highway.
No, he recognized it instantly.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God that pilot was quick on the trigger. That was probably the where my heart rate got the highest, because realizing we were very, very close to being.
Yeah.
We
weren't that good that year.
Anyway. Hawk, were you on the trip when they had to get off? Like, it took two hours for the Vikings to get off the plane in Green Bay?
No, I wasn't on that one. Luckily, I was not. That was one of the last trips that Abbott ever did. He was like, screw this. I'm going home.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hideous.
Yeah. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
And, off the runway or something?
Yeah. They had to land in Green Bay instead of in, what's that town?
Appleton?
Appleton. Yeah. And the plane didn't, the runway wasn't big enough, and they got stuck, and then they didn't have a jetway to get out to the plane. So they had to use a bucket truck or whatever you call it to get people off the plane.
And that took hours, didn't it?
Apparently.
A bunch of pro athletes. Yeah. Just pull the old, those inflatable ramps there.
Yeah.
Slide on down.
Right. And, of course, the Best in Show will be crowned tonight at the 146th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. You heard what I said. 146th Annual. Holy moly. More than 3,000 doggies have competed for the crown this week. All the losers will be put down. Did you guys know that?
What?
That's a new thing this year.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
We one year when we were playing the Devils while the Westminster was going on at Madison Square Garden, and our hotel was filled with dogs. That's a rough. That was there's a lot of barking.
Is this the wrong song? Well, there won't be after tonight. How do they put them down?
Mostly just a boot. Dog show. A dog show.
Big dogs, little dogs, shiny dogs, Italian dogs.
A dog show.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's a sad day, but a good day for one of the doggies.
Yeah, one of them. Yeah.
So one of them survives. It's kind of like Squid Games. The rest of them are killed.
Yeah, it's dog games. Yeah.
Oh, man. That sucks.
I can't be sure what I said was true. I don't know if they're going to put the rest of the dogs down. It could be wrong. Corey, do you wish we'd gone to break when you said that?
Yeah.
You can be honest.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't think we had 7 more minutes of content.
And you were right. Is that what you're about to say?
Cash those tickets. Rosie joins in a second. It's the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
iHeartRadio app.
Hey! It's Mark Rosen. Look at him.
Hello, sweet pea.
Hi, buddy.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
What's wrong with Mark?
Hi, Rosie.
You got Mark and Mark in the morning.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
What's wrong with Mark?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
why? Another one, Mark. He looks great. You look good, buddy.
Thank you.
He does.
Anyway, he does.
How is your sex life?
What'd you say?
Anyway, how is your sex life?
It's a good question. And we all wonder. Fine. Oh, good. Oh, quit bragging.
Wow. Rosie.
Hey, Rozo?
Yes.
Did you know they still did airplane races?
I'm not even quite sure what that is.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's
check
racing airplanes.
Yeah, it really is.
like kids do?
No. Like real airplanes. Check this out. A one-of-a-kind race across the skies takes off in Polk County, Florida today. It's the 45th annual Air Race Classic. It's going to feature 50 teams of female-only aviators flying 2,500 miles to the finish line in Indiana. It's the only airplane race in the U.S. that's just for women, and it starts at 8 this morning at Lakeland Linder International Airport. One of the flyers is 93-year-old Marie Carastrato. She tells Fox 13 News there in Lakeland, her advice is to go for whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
And do what you need to do to make it happen.
Yeah.
An airplane race, that'd be kind of neat to see across the skies.
Yeah. It would. I saw, was it 2 days ago? Living downtown, and there was this open lot, which who knows what's going to end up there. But I saw this guy with a remote control. What is he doing? And he had just one car. Remote control car going around in a circle really fast. I went, he was having the time of his life. I went, that's so cool that someone decided to do that.
So,
I mean, just
for clarification,
okay,
a random guy using a remote control car in Minneapolis is way more interesting than 50 female aviators flying.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
One that's 90.
I'm trying to put Marky in a corner.
It's incredible these women are racing, especially a 93-year-old. Yeah. But hey, Mad shout out to the guy with the remote control car.
Mad shout out to the guy that went to Radio Shack.
He was so impressive.
He crashed the car.
Yep.
Not at all. I think it's spectacular.
Let me guess, not only are you going to downplay these airplane women racing. Let me guess, next you're going to say who's going to give them directions to Indiana. Right?
Well, it won't be men because men never ask for directions.
True.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah, we just keep going until we get completely lost. How many times has that happened in our lifetime?
A lot.
That before GPS.
I'm horrible at directions. Just ask the gas station
to go stop over the gas. Oh, my God.
Can't do that.
How many times do you hear that?
Yeah. Drive around. Find it eventually.
I know, it's so true.
I somehow, stubborn as hell.
Yeah.
Literally, by That's myself, a, made it from Virginia to L.A.
Really?
With a regular map.
Yeah, regular maps are really hard to read, too.
I imagine doing that.
No. I know, you have to... Oh,
which is easy. How you get on 70 and go all the way, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, one road pretty much takes you.
Still.
Yeah.
But good for you. Is that when you caught crabs?
One of the times. Sure, you got to be more exact than that.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, good luck to those ladies. And to that guy who was racing his car.
You're more impressed by that.
I just thought I'd ever see that in the city. It's like, what is this guy doing? Like,
both champions of the human spirit.
Okay.
Get out of the plane.
There goes the Tesla.
Grandma. How do you know she's a grandma?
Well, you're right. I guess I'm assuming she had children, but she may have not ever taken a lover.
Never taken another lover.
Like my grandma.
That's right.
That's not true.
Great point.
Oh, all right. I don't want to hear about your sex life.
All right. I kind of do.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip,
brought to you by the St. Paul Saints.
I love the Saints. A week from today.
Heck yes. The Minnesota Twins lost 6-5 in 11 innings to the Guardians last night. The Twins got a 3-run home run by Luis Arraez in the 7th to take a 5-3 lead, but they quickly gave it up in the 8th when the Guardians got a 2-run home run. The Guardians then scored 1 run in the 11th to get the win. The Twins are now in 2nd place in the Central. Same two teams today at 6:40. Sonny Gray goes for your Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, good for me. I was there from start to finish last night, and after Arraez hit that 3-run homer, you think they got this game in the bag, and they advantaged Minnesota at that point, but Pagan, who is prone to giving up lots of home runs, gave up one to Reyes, who was just coming back from the injured list, I believe, and it struck out 4 times, and he just grooved him one, and it just, it's like, you got to be kidding me. So that tied it. Actually, they gave him the lead. The Twins came back, and then they still have that goofy rule. They put a runner on second base.
Yeah, I thought they got rid of that.
I thought they did, too, in extra innings. And the Twins had runners on first and second in the 11th inning. And was it Correa, Kepler, and Sanchez all struck out. I don't even think the last two guys even made contact with the baseball.
That classic.
That was kind of good. So,
Rosie.
What are we doing?
I mean, it was Ryan was okay, Joe Ryan. But, it was a disappointing night. But Cleveland just played better in the clutch. That's why they're on a hot streak right now.
They can get it back tonight.
They have to. They better.
Barry, game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight at 7. It can be heard on this station. The Avs lead 2-1 and are slight favorites at -115. The over-under is 6. And Austin Matthews was named the Hart Memorial Trophy winner, making him the 2022 NHL MVP.
Yeah, and he scored 60 goals. First American born to get 60 goals, I believe.
That dude sucks. Incredible
hockey player. He was lights out this year. He was, I don't want to say a runaway favorite, but with that 60 goal mark, that's incredible.
And the way you talk about
there's a lot of weight put on goals in the NHL.
The way you talk about Connor McDavid, Matthews. I mean, is McDavid a better overall? More flashy. Who do you like?
Yeah, well,
not that there's much to choose from.
I mean,
from there.
You're talking about the all around. I mean, Connor McDavid's got the strongest skill set we've ever seen in a hockey player. He's got more tools, and he's got the toolbox, everything. He's got speed. He's got hands. He's got vision. He can pass. He can shoot. Stick handle. He can do whatever he wants. But Austin Matthews is the best pure goal scorer in the game right now. Like his shot, his release. He has a quick snapshot, and he gets it off, and it's heavy. I mean, he's literally a threat. If there's an angle to put it on net, he's a threat to score from there. He puts it right where he wants it. He's accurate. So I, of course, absolutely love watching him play. But yeah, I mean, just it was that 60 goal mark. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, Connor just continues, puts up insane numbers, you know, continues to lead the league. It's just incredible what he does. But it's almost kind of like, well, you do that every year. There's almost a little kind of a McDavid slump almost. Like he's put up these numbers consistently. It's like he's really got to wow us, kind of like what he did with last year with 100 some points in 50 games or whatever. I mean, it's unfortunate that he's gotten to that point, but he's that great. But yeah, I mean, it's the 1-2 in the league right now.
We'll see. I made a fun wager with Tennessee yesterday with Common's money that he owes me. I said Tampa Bay's going to come back and win the cup. Not that it's outrageous, because they certainly can. They have the pedigree. Tonight's kind of the crucial game. I hope we see a really good game tonight. That the Tampa Bay would come back and win the series.
You didn't get odds?
No, I just took them. They're down 2-1. Here's
for how much?
Just 20. It's not much. Because Common owes me money. And then I said, well, look, if I lose, I'll just have Common pay Tana, right? Makes sense.
Yeah.
It was just for fun.
$20. Yeah.
Well, that's all. I work with guy. Common thinks a $10 bet is like going to put him in the poorhouse.
$20.
He doesn't make money. He doesn't like to wager on things he doesn't control.
Hockey left $150 in a slot machine.
I know. Well, it's a different world. Oh, yeah. Have you heard Common show poking fun at what goes on here in the morning?
No.
Okay. Then don't do it.
That's napping. That's napping.
Only does
that's nap time. No, stand in line. Thankfully, he's off today.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah!
Wow, Gary. Gary hates Common. Rob Gronkowski called it a career for the second time. He's a 4-time Super Bowl champion, a 4-time All-Pro, 5-time Pro Bowler, and he has the most TDs ever in a season by a tight end at 18.
He has the most what?
TDs. Oh. And the most 100-yard games ever by a tight end at 32.
Ooh.
I know, Paulie.
Brady will call him again.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll come back.
Yeah.
The NBA draft is tomorrow, Rosie. The Magic pick 1. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma City Thunder pick 2. Houston Rockets pick 3rd. The Wolves have the 19th pick, 40th, 48th, and 50th pick.
Whoa.
The sauce is hearing rumors.
Yeah. Oh. He is.
Rumors?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's right.
What are the rumors?
Give me one.
The Wolves are looking to make a trade for a new point guard.
That's not true. Give me another one.
Wait, a rookie point guard?
No,
somebody's
in the league.
Okay, I thought they were looking for rebounding and defense.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking for that too, but maybe they can get that in the point guard they're looking for.
I think they're looking for that in the free agency, but that's just me.
All right.
What's the kid's name from Kentucky? Ty-Ty? I just like saying Ty-Ty.
Ty-Ty Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, here he is talking about his abilities.
Huh. Yeah, I play a little bit, you know.
That's him! Yeah. Yep.
Anything else from him?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's all he had to say. He had a
kind of quiet guy.
Yeah.
Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has settled 20 of his 24 cases against him.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Suspended his butt for 2 years.
Yeah.
The Lynx beat the Phoenix Mercury 84-71.
What?
It's like their 10th time beating them.
Yeah. Need that one.
And the Minnesota Vikings have had multiple conversations with Ndamukong Suh, according to Pro Football Talk.
It's time for Vikings News on Power Trip, presented by
Radco. Yeah.
Accessories Pro.
Oh, bow, bow.
Oh,
yeah.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Zach, your mic is on.
Yuck.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Vikings have had multiple conversations with Ndamukong Suh, according to Pro Football Talk.
Well, if nothing else, he's been extremely durable in his career. So, you know,
second overall pick in 2010.
Longer in the tooth, but one of those guys that people kind of go, we've seen Minnesota teams do this before and get players past their prime, which can be fine. If they feel he fits the system, doesn't have to play, obviously not going to play full time.
He's coming here to get a ring, obviously.
Well, it's not the money. They don't have the money to pay him.
Yeah.
They don't have much money left in the salary cap. So, you know, I think most fans would go ahead, bring him in.
Bring him on.
That's a huge bitch.
He's a pretty big dude.
Yeah. Big man.
He really is.
He seems angry.
Yeah. He had that problem early on in his career where he's like throwing people down him and stepping on him.
Yeah. Well, you know, what?
Yeah, I guess. So what?
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah. Get out of my way.
Yeah. We're trying to steal his women.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's it for Vikings news.
Okay. That's it? I thought you said you had two things for Vikings news.
Well, the other thing is ESPN released Kevin Seifert, Rosie's good pal, released his projection for the Vikings depth chart, the 53-man roster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he is Kellen Mond as the third quarterback.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
I don't see him supplanting Cousins' guy. What's the guy's name again?
Sean Mannion.
Well, yeah.
The problem, like last year, when Sean Mannion had to play against Green Bay, he was awful.
Yeah, he was terrible.
How bad can Kellen Mond be?
I don't know. We'll find out. They're going to give him a chance to play a lot in the preseason because he's got the second year and he's probably a little more relaxed with the new coaching staff. But someone saw something in him and he had decent numbers in college, right? I mean, he is an athletic guy. How do you not figure maybe it's a mental thing? I don't know. He's got some physical tools, but it never clicks with some guys. And that may be the case with Kellen. We'll see.
Yeah.
Not much else you can say about it right now. We haven't seen much of him.
Hey, Sasha, can I ask you a Vikings-related question?
Of course.
I know that Mr. Kyle Rudolph was on PA's show.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
Is he on a squad right now?
No, he's not.
He's not?
No. Talked about wanting to come back here, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did he? Okay, cool. That's why I asked. Yeah.
Why not, right?
Well, I mean,
awesome. I can understand him from his point of view, but I don't see the Vikings making that move.
Why do you hate Kyle Rudolph? Be honest.
Yeah. I love Kyle Rudolph. Who doesn't love Kyle Rudolph?
Sounds like you're not a huge fan.
I didn't say that at all.
You just like him less than those ladies flying to Indiana.
Are they flying to Indiana?
They sure are. They're going to see my dad.
Good for your dad. But according to this bit, so here's why Kyle Rudolph might make sense for the Vikings. According to this Kevin Seifert bit on ESPN.com, he has the Vikings keeping four tight ends. Irv Smith Jr. makes sense. The other three I've never heard of.
I know, that's true.
I've never heard of. Johnny Munt. Nick Munt.
Whoa.
Nick Muse and Ben Elferson.
You don't remember Ben Elferson?
No. Should I?
Wasn't he on this team?
I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, Kyle's got, Kirk loves him. I used to call him the human mattress. His hands are so soft. And he throws the ball over
Hockey
the red
sister
zone.
Was known as the human mattress. Nah,
your dad's name known as the human pincushion.
Why?
Okay, let me retract that statement. Kyle Rudolph would be a great fit here.
He might very well be a third tight end.
Yeah. I mean, hearing those names, let's bring Kyle back.
Yeah, right.
I'm with you. Why not?
I love
it.
Good dude, man.
Yes, he is.
Because, just got the money.
Corey, what would you do?
He's been thinking about it the whole time.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yep.
I'd give Ronnie Munn's nephew a raise.
Hmm. What's his nephew's name?
Johnny Munn.
Johnny.
Yeah. So, that's, there it is. It's pretty cool. Wow.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
That was Vikings news.
All right.
Oh, okay. Thank Dynamite drop in. Okay, here we go. Let's see. What else we got here? I'm going to love this one, Rosie.
Okay.
Netflix, you're familiar.
I'm familiar?
Yeah.
I am.
They're going to make fun of Gen Zers, which I believe are, like 20-year-olds and stuff like
that. Is that right?
Yeah,
right. What's the age group there?
Generation.
Yeah, got me. I don't know.
I always get confused.
Anyway,
Generation Z is listed as born 1997 through 2012.
There you go. Well,
give or take.
They're babies.
Netflix
post-millennials.
Has a survival skill show that they're going to be putting out here called Snowflake Mountain.
Snowflake, a young person who's considered overly emotional, easily offended.
You guys, this is not okay.
And dramatic.
This is worst thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
There's a heap of young adults who can't even unload a dishwasher, let alone hold down a job. And these 10 snowflakes families have reached their breaking point. So they've tricked their giant babies into traveling far, far away to make them grow the hell up. Now, me and Matt, who survived off the land our whole lives, are going to take these kids back to basics.
Feels borderline abusive.
We're actually nice guys.
No, you're not.
God, I'm gonna love that show.
What is this happening?
I'm gonna love it, man.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Just hand them a rotary phone and see if they can figure out how to use it. That would be the first thing I do.
Call
your mom and dad with this thing. Hand them a phone and say, "This is part of your task. I guarantee you probably 9 out of 10 wouldn't know what to do.
How about this? Hand them a minimum wage job. See what
that happens. Would be a good thing, too. That would even, you're right. Boy, there's a whole bunch of those available.
I'm looking at the Wikipedia page for generation names in the Western world, right? Mm-hmm. Silent Generation and the Baby Boomers, then Gen X, then Millennials, then Generation Z. Did you know the generation from the early 2010s through now is Generation Alpha?
Never heard that.
I had never heard that.
I didn't know that.
Huh. Generation Alpha.
That's very interesting.
Interesting choice of words.
Yeah.
Is it because they like to be in charge?
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know. Most of them are like 5 years old.
I don't know why they're calling them Generation Alpha.
I don't know. They run their house,
that's for sure.
Well, that is kind
of
true.
Yeah, at the age of five, they do. Yeah. Try to.
By the way, that show premieres today on Netflix. The winner only gets $50,000, which I'm going to guess from the sounds of those people on there.
They don't need it.
That ain't enough for them. You know what I mean? I'm only getting wow.
That's babysitting money.
Yeah, it also looks like they chose a few of them that are going to have a hard time just with any kind of physical activity outside. So this could be a great show.
Yeah. So millennials are also Gen Y, right? So when Generation X, Generation Y,
that's what I thought.
Generation Z. So I guess Generation Alpha is just starting the alphabet over.
So Beta that's what is I was next. Thinking.
I don't know.
I guess, unless we come up with another cute nickname.
Yeah.
Sounds like we've given up. We're just going to the alphabet.
How about just nicknaming them like we nicknamed hurricanes? We just come up with Generation
Johnny?
Becky or Johnny or whatever.
I'm Becky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Becky? That's what you came up with?
I don't know. I just came up with a random name. I don't know any Becky. I know a couple of Becky.
Hey, Rozo.
Yes.
You're a young...
strapping guy,
Strapping guy. You're still very virile from what I'm hearing.
What's happening with you?
No, I have a question for you. It's a legitimate question.
Well, I'm not quite sure I'm going to answer this question, but I get enough trouble.
There's a legitimate question. I swear to you, there's a legitimate question. You feel virile, right?
I feel fine.
Okay, good.
I feel fine.
Yes, I'm fine.
Look at you. You got your walls up. Please bring your walls down.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Calm down.
Thank you very much.
I'm hotter than hell right now.
Yeah, I can tell you are. Yeah, I can see by the look of the sweat on your forehead.
Hot.
A doctor has fathered a baby boy.
Okay.
Congratulations. His wife, Estefania, who's fetching, is 35. Mm-hmm. The doctor father, 83 years old.
Whoa.
Okay. Mm.
No. How would you?
No.
Wow.
Okay. I've been fixed anyway. So I ain't happening.
You weren't broken, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, what's that?
You weren't broken. You didn't need to be fixed.
Oh, listen.
Calm down, Rose.
Go ahead and ask your question. Is that it?
Well, kind of. I mean, you kind of had me off the path. But I mean,
Mark's like
that. He's 83 years old. The baby's one. And again, you know, miracles of science and little blue pills. I didn't know at 83, you know, that you'd still be as virile as Rosie is.
Well, why do you keep? I don't know how to answer. You could ask a doctor about that.
My question for you. My question for you. I mean, you know, if the Lord wills it, I mean, how would you be as a dad at this age?
That's the thing I'm concerned with.
I'd be selfish as hell. I would be beyond selfish. I wouldn't care. I'm taking care of two cats right now. They have the run of the house. They do what the hell they want when they want to do it. The last thing I'd ever want.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There's so much work. My kids are wonderful. I love my adult children.
Yeah.
I love them a lot more as adults right now.
Yeah.
But for someone that age, and if you married someone that young and was still able to have a child
to do what now?
God bless them.
Yep.
Where's the exit?
Oh my God!
I'm serious. That's just you're supposed to be selfish at that. Not selfish in the context of I'm not going to go through this again.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you have a grandkid or something, you can leave after 3 hours.
Correct. Right.
Then that's fine. Yeah. It's like, you know, I can pet him and have him sit on my lap and have him spit him.
You're a child?
You're spending way too much time with those cats.
I really am.
You need to stop going to the Southdale Zoo.
Give him a
bowl of water in the corner. A little toy, a couple toys on the floor, you're all set to go.
Yeah, you may have
scratching
to register.
Scratching post and you're set.
Oh.
All right. So, a scratching post in the 80s.
I like that Rosie wanted all of us to go ask our doctors how 83-year-olds get erections.
No, that wasn't me. That was him. I'll talk about you can. Of course you can reproduce. I think your sperm would be fine at that age.
Oh, thank you.
Button bar.
What age is it bad?
750.
I don't know. Oh, my.
Careful.
Oh, my God. Rosie, you've derailed. You have gone off your hinges. And stop looking at me every time you say something weird.
For the good of the show and for Rosie's career, I'm changing the subject.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to take it over to you, Saucy Saucer. How old were you when you had all your teeth pulled out?
Man, when was that? 2014?
You were 14?
No, 2014. When I had my teeth replaced?
Yeah,
2014.
This lady's got you beaten.
Oh, boy.
Alex Sandrosky, her teeth were so bad, at 22 years old, she had all her teeth removed and replaced.
Yeah, I don't have all of them removed, but yeah.
Should.
Oh, baby. Let's go back to Rosie. This Navy man talk. It's a long process, but it was a wonderful process. I'm glad I did it.
Yeah.
All of them would be horrible.
22-year-old had terrible enamel, constant cavities, and decay.
It's my favorite homosexual philosopher.
That's okay. Now I'm off the hook.
Remember how at 5:40 we restarted? We should start over.
Let's do this whole hour over again.
Decay.
I believe he was the one who said you can't prove you have a hand. And it may just be in your mind.
Yeah, okay.
You can't prove that hand is right there.
Yeah, he can't prove that, Rusty.
Anyway, regardless of how often she brushed them, and she found out the roots of her teeth were shorter than the average person's. And so that was the issue.
Ouch.
At 22 years old, all her teeth pulled out of her face. So you can feel good, Saucy.
Yeah, you made it to what, 31-ish?
And I got to tell you, man, what a change that made, huh?
Yeah, it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
It hurt like hell. Oh,
yeah. To Kelly.
I mean, physically, I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, it was, they drilled them all down to like fangs.
Yeah. Like and, little lumps, right?
Then they placed it was over top hideous. Of them? It was hideous.
Yeah.
But it was worth it. It was a long, long process.
Yeah.
My God, did it hurt.
And what a great prank that would have been to like just whittle them down.
Yeah.
And then truly you would have looked like Bad Boy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I did as a kid.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Just little tiny, just shark teeth.
It's a huge change though, buddy. I mean, honestly, the pictures of you back then compared to now.
It's crazy.
You're damn sexy now.
Yesterday I saw my brother and my mom brought a bunch of pictures, and there were pictures of me with my old teeth.
Right.
Yeah. I hate that person. I hated that. It was awful.
Well,
I would talk like this all the time and cover my mouth.
I'm not laughing.
It was horrible.
As a kid, the insecurities all of us had.
Hi.
In one respect or another. And it's hard to be around your buddies. And
there's an old, I forgot what it was. It was probably for a toothpaste or something. There was an old, what's it called when you advertise something?
Commercial.
No, it was a
advertisement.
Thank you, Corey.
Billboard?
No, it was an old advertisement in a magazine where it was like six pictures and everybody had something wrong with their teeth, but they had something else physically wrong with them. And no one, you never noticed it. You only noticed their teeth.
No, yeah, it's the truth.
Like they had like six fingers and they were waving and you never noticed that. Rolling. Yeah. So, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Six fingers.
I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thanks for asking, Hawk.
I mean, your dad.
It was because of you.
I remember.
Oh, God, careful.
Your dad used to look at your face and go,
I am never going to financially recover from this.
You called him a pincushion.
He did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there goes my dad.
There he goes.
Oh, Lawyer Lambert.
Yes.
When we come back, I'd like to play a quick game. And Mark and Chris, you have the option. Would you to square off or team up?
Oh, I want to team up. Wait.
You're not Mark or Chris.
I assume that was
square off or team up.
What do you think?
Team up, baby!
Team it up there!
Yeah!
I love it!
We put
Thank God, I got a chance.
After this on The Fan.